Subscription, so yes, I have a right to play it in my eyes. changes you need to make, but it shouldn't have taken a tragedy. I understand that, but it's like, it's hard to, sometimes it's hard to judge what, you know, when it comes to when something happens in your life. Let's just say you have, that's the best way that I can put it. Try not to let what people say and do dictate what you need to do in your life. I know it's hard, but people are funny. What are you going to do about it? They're just funny. Don't mean that you have to stay there and put up with certain things, because then that makes it your fault. Nobody's saying that you can just get up and pack up in like 5 minutes. Things do take time, but it doesn't take a long time, you know? If that's the case, then, you know, you really want to stay where you are in a bad situation. And then you say to yourself, oh, it ain't that bad. Oh, no, because you've gotten used to it. And you don't want to be where you're just stagnant, meaning you're just there. You don't want to be in a situation where you're just there, where it's a relationship or a career or wherever. You want to be happy where you are, of course. If you're just there and you're at a standstill and you're happy where you are, you can honestly say you're happy and you want to be where you are, then that's fine. But when you're at a standstill, when you're still at a place and nothing's changed and you're not happy and it doesn't feel right, and you know what I'm saying? What's the point? What's the point of being in that state, in that position? I don't know about you, but you're given a life to soar, to move, to get better, to, you know, to gain more, to be happy, not to just, you know, not try to, you know, see what life has to offer and to get more, you know what I'm saying? To be happy, to strive, you know what I'm saying? Like, who's happy that way? Why wouldn't you want to learn new things? Why wouldn't you want to be happy with someone? Why wouldn't you want to, you know what I mean? I don't know. I just really don't know sometimes the people. And then you got those people in your life who they always suck the life out of you. And then once they're done with you, they kick you to the curb. It's another problem that people have. When y'all used to rock together, and then when they get, you know, their life changes, it could be for the better. You know, I'm the kind of person, I'm happy for anybody I'm happy for anybody that if anything changes in your life to make it better and you grow and good things happen in your life, I'm happy. Anybody that can happen to, you know what I'm saying? I have a lot of respect for someone who works hard, who strives, who wants better things, instead of staying in a position where, you know, I'm all right, I'm just, you know, here and not doing anything. I feel, woe is me, feel sorry for myself. I'm not really gonna, I don't have no plans to do nothing, or I'm just, you know what I mean? Why live then? I mean, I hate to say it that strongly, but you know what I'm saying? Like, you're just gonna give up. You don't want nothing in life. You don't want your life to be better. You wanna stay in the same relationship that's hurting you, or not going anywhere, or it's just not doing you any justice. Like, what's the point? It's such a waste of time. I understand you've already put in the time, you wasted time, but you wanna waste more time? You know, especially if you don't see a future in it, or, you know, you need to do what's better, what's good for you. Sometimes, you know, and it's not being selfish. You need to put yourself up and make yourself a priority as well as everybody else that you take care of or that you're with. You know, you can't put yourself on the back burner. You can't, you know, put your happiness last, or, you know, I don't need to be happy, you know, and I'm, no. That makes no sense to me. I just don't know. And you could be in a depressed state. I'm not going to lie. Back in the day, I may have been in a phase where, you know, I was lost. And I had to sit my ass down and get it together. And I'm like, I don't want to feel like this no more. You know? And it was my fault. Because I allowed, you know, the behavior with my ex. And I'm like, nah. I know I'm a beautiful woman. It's like every other woman out here. Not, well, you know, I ain't going to lie. Not. It's all in the eye of the beholder. You know, it's all in what your eyes see. But I'm just saying, like, I know I'm too good of a woman to be putting up with some bullshit. So, and some women don't know that. Some men don't know that. If they're too good of a man, that they feel like whoever they with, oh, we been together for how many years? I'm gonna stay here. That's sad. That really is. Especially if you're not getting what you need. You need happiness. You got needs. You are supposed to be treated like a king, and she is supposed to be treated like a queen. And if you can't treat her like a queen, maybe you're not getting what you need as a king. So you need to do something about that. And just sitting around, just letting time go by, and it's like you're dying. It's like, what's the point? That's so silly to me. I mean, like I said, things can't happen the next day, but you can plan on doing what you need to do to get there. So that's just a little thing that I wanted to tell you guys. But today is, let's have some fun. It's Fun Friday. It's fun. Feeling a little funny Friday, and you'll know what I'm talking about. Like I said, I have a lot of conversations with people, and I'm not always able to talk about them, because I can't put everything in one episode. So I have them in my head, and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna talk about this week, and then I end up talking about something else. So it was conversation that we girls had, and yeah, my brothers had before, about some things that I didn't get to talk about. Maybe one of them, but I want to talk about it with y'all. And I have some things that I want to, you know, ask you to. one of my brothers said, he said, we went to lunch, like it was back a long time ago. And then we had another conversation over text, and he's like, remember that time we had that conversation about after having sex, you know, what a woman should smell like? Or, you know, he never knew that, you know, it was just, you know, that people have gas, but in his mind, women don't have gas and they don't stink and they're not supposed to poop or fart, or they're not supposed to have bad breath, or, but that's not true. Because I have a couple of friends where it's like, we need to talk all night. We need to have a conversation. And then sometimes you can't have that conversation with, you know, with whomever. Because sometimes people get offended and, you know, you don't know how they're going to take it. Sometimes you got to ease it on in there. And the way that I talk, like I have many, I don't want to say it that way because I don't want you to think. But it depends on who I'm talking to. There's a way that I talk to people that it just, you know, they don't get mad when I say it. So I think it's the way that I say it, I think, maybe, depending on who I'm talking to. My friend said that she said I have a way with words, that she feels like that. She said that I say things sweet. I don't know what the hell that's supposed to mean. Sometimes, like, it all depends on my mood. Like, I try to, like, not curse. It happens when I could be mad about something or frustrated or when things bother me. But I try to, I don't have like a filthy mouth like that. But, you know, some words will slip out. So I'll try to say it in a way where it doesn't sound too bad or too nasty. Not nasty like and angry, but like too sexual or whatever. So I'll just say it in a certain way so it can sound better. And she's like, one time I said something and she said, "Ooh, you made me feel funny." And I was like, what? Feel funny like how? I said, feel funny like you, what did I say? Oh, I know what I said. I said, feeling funny like you want to switch lanes? I said, because, I said, or like you swerve when you're driving? Because I drive straight. And she was like, what? She said, see, that's what I'm talking about. She was like, you always say things that sound, make me feel funny. It sound like sweeter than what it is. I'm like, what? I'm like, look, if you got something, a thing for me, I'm like, you ain't ever told me that. She was like, no. She was like, not if I was that way, that I wouldn't like you. I'm like, what? What are you talking about? So we always joke around like that. So, you know, it's whatever. So she said, no, I'm just joking. She said, but if I was a man, though, she said, I would be like, jumping all over you or something. We always joking around. My joke's different, but I'm just saying, but I don't take offense to anything or feel like, I don't get offended easily or get insulted. You know, I don't feel like I've been, you know, like someone's insulted me. Like, I don't, things don't really bother me like that. Or, you know, and that's why I think people try sometimes, especially people at work. Like, they try to say things and push my buttons. And a lot of times I'm thinking about other things. And sometimes I may hear it, but I ain't gonna let somebody disrespect me. But when I know someone is, you know, they're seeking attention and they're being stupid, I don't pay that shit no mind. I'm like, you know what? And they try really hard to keep saying stuff. And if it get on my nerves, I may say one little thing, and I can say it very nicely, and it'll embarrass them, and they'll stop. I guess it is the way that I see things. I don't know, but I try not to let things bother me, because a lot of times people, they need help. A lot of people need help, and I'm not saying everybody is mental or anything like that. I'm saying, like, people have things that's going on. They're not getting attention at home. You know, and that's a problem. If you leave your house, if your household ain't intact, then you need to fix that. You feel me? Like, if you wasn't at home last night, and this is Hey Sexy by Keisha Cole. This used to be my song. If you come in the morning, or you getting up in the morning, and you ain't feeling like, you know, feeling good or whatever, then you got the wrong person that you with. Because why waste your time with somebody that you're with and it ain't about nothing? And I don't mean to say it like that. I'm just trying to keep it straight with y'all, but no chasing. And I don't mean about nothing. I mean, if y'all got kids together, he could be a great father, she could be a great mother, but y'all are just raising kids together. That's not what a marriage or a relationship should be about. You should want to be with somebody where you can have a connection with, where you can do things with, or talk, somebody you would talk to or have a friendship with as well, you know, and where y'all can come together and, you know, make sure that y'all doing what each other need to do, not lying to each other, not, you know, whatever. If you have to sway away from the relationship, which I'm not trying to judge or condone anything, or if you have to, your mind and your heart has to go in another direction from home, then something ain't right there. Then you need to do something about it. You need to make some decisions. You should be able to leave your house and be feeling good. Like, you know, you should, like, kiss your wife, your girlfriend, and be like, you know, and you can't wait to get home. That's how it should be. Don't say it don't exist, because I do know some people that have been together for a long time, and they thinking about they man or woman all day. They're not, like, calling each other every 5 minutes. But if they do, so what? But it's not like, you know, like, they got their mind in other places. Like, they, I don't know. This is what they tell me. Could be, I don't know. But they telling me, like, their relationship is good. You know, this one female, oh, my God. We was like, we want to be like her. She, oh, my gosh. She was always talking about her husband. Always, like, you know, talking like their best friends. And he's always, like, bringing her lunch and shit like that. That is beautiful. You know, you thinking your man still sexy, your woman is still sexy, and they, y'all still got it, and you know, you ain't got no problems, and you happy. You know, when you see that smile on that man's face, like, walk around. If you see a man who look like he's good, then he's good at home. But if he walking around looking frustrated, or looking like something ain't right, or, you know, like, got a lot on his mind, something ain't right somewhere. I don't know. Or somebody ain't doing their part somewhere where he shouldn't have that look on his face. And I'm not talking just sexually. That is a part of it. I mean, as far as, you know, doing the right thing. You know, you have to make sure that you're there for your partner mentally, physically, and emotionally. All that comes together. It's a lot in being in a relationship. It's not hard, but there's things that you gotta do. When you really love somebody and you really want to be with them, you take that stretch. You want to take that stretch. You want to do the extra work. You want to work. If you really love somebody like that, you got that connection, and you like, this is it. This person I want to be with. I want this. You will sacrifice. And men, I know y'all. I hang around a lot of y'all enough to know that if y'all want something, if y'all really want something and it's worth it to you, you will do the work. But as soon as that woman starts to act up, or she ain't feeding your mind or feeding your body, your soul, you know, your mind starts to wonder. And sometimes it is the woman's fault, because you're not paying attention to that, and then it could be your fault and his fault because you're not communicating. Then when you do communicate, and then one person is feeling like, oh, why is he or she bringing this up? They might be interested in somebody else. So now you're going to act right. You're going to get some act right for some months, and then you're going to waste more time because that person ain't going to change. They just don't want nobody else to have you. So we too old for these games, like, for real. I've been, like, since I turned 21, I felt like I was, like, and not the age has anything to do with it, because I have older friends who act like they just started living life. It all depends on, you know, your upbringing, what you went through in life, how, you know, you're as old as you feel. But all I'm saying is, I don't know, I've been dealt with a lot of stuff at an early age. You know, y'all, I'm still 21, but I'm just saying, you know, I know y'all like lies. Anyway, I hope y'all are having a good day, by the way. I hope you made you some lunch, because I don't know about all this, you know, all this takeout stuff. I don't really trust it. I mean, you shouldn't. Anyway, you should be bringing food from home. And then it saves money, too. But let's get back to what we was talking about. Y'all know I can ramble. And whether you like it or not, it's fine with me. You know, everybody's going to have an opinion. You know, they may not always agree, you know. There's, like, so many podcasts and radio, you know, shows on, and not everybody likes, you know, particular ones, you know. But that's your choice. You have a right to that. But anyway, like I was saying, with my brother, he was saying that women shouldn't have a smell when they do number two, or that's how, in his mind, women shouldn't have gas, or if they, well, they do have gas, but it shouldn't sting. And in his mind, his ideal woman is like, seemed like it's perfect. But I said, bruh, it's not. I said, women have gas. Depending on what they eat, it may not smell good. But I will tell you, he's like, what do you do? I said, well, first of all, if I know I'm going to be around my man, I make sure. And I know y'all are saying this is extra work, or it's this and that. I don't care. I don't care how long I've been with a person. This is just me. Hygiene is everything. You should not, I mean, you're not going to smell like flowers after sex. I don't care who you are, but make sure you clean up after it. I mean, if you're going to do it again, like, I'm just being grown with y'all. If you're going to do it again, I mean, you really should, like, freshen up. Okay, ain't nobody trying to be all sticky and ish, and you know, a little, your pH is off. You should, like, freshen up, men and women. There are some women, however, who don't, and there are some women that I did a little survey who they know they're about to, you know, to get smashed. They will not. I'll be like, oh, you about to have company? Oh, okay, yeah. And they won't shower. I took a shower this morning. Yo, girl, honey, Heffa, that was this morning. We have a closed private area where it doesn't, like, open and close like a Venus flytrap, okay? It's a pretty close area, so it needs air, number one, and it don't stay clean all day. Okay, we talked about this, and you're about to have sex with somebody, and you ain't gonna take a shower or wash it up or something. That's kind of nasty. So he was saying that, you know, he went on a date, and this girl, her put his hand in a cookie jar. And the cookie kind of smelled funny. Shouldn't be that way. I mean, they make all kind of things for women where you shouldn't be stinking like that. I mean, if you got, like, an issue, and it's, you know, might be something that's going on that you need to fix, you need to do that. You need to handle that, because it should not be smelly. Okay. Your vagina should not be, you know, like that all day, every day, all the time. So we were just talking, and I said, I hate to break it to you, bro, but not everybody's going to have the same type of, you know, hygiene, which they should, but it happens. Then he said, He asked me, if your partner changes up and wants to do something different, does it mean he or she is cheating? Not necessarily, but you have to ask these questions. Sometimes when you've been with somebody for a while, you want to do something different with each other. Not something too crazy, but you have to ask these questions. I don't think so. I mean, maybe you want to do something different, a different position or something like that. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, but you got to spice it up, and you can't be boring, and you can't have sex that many times in a day, because it will become boring. You can't have sex 4 times a day. I mean, if you don't see each other often, let's just say it's your boyfriend or girlfriend, you don't see each other often, and when you see each other, you have sex like 3 or 4 times. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But if you're living together, or if you're married, you should have it during the week, and it should be good, and it should be fun, and you should role play, and you should, I mean, you gotta, like, you know, make it interesting. You have to do that. Even if you say a little something to him or whisper something in him, you know, whisper something in her or his ear, you know, while she or he is cooking or when he come home, do something different, meaning, like, you do the same routine every day by going to work, coming home, hey, how you doing? Hey, I'm okay. You go your way, she goes hers. No, switch it up. You know, why don't you cook something today? Or, you know, when he comes in, take his bag or whatever. He wouldn't be expecting that. He'll be like, whoa. Or did she just take out some pajamas for me or something? You know what I mean? Because you don't usually do that. I do. I go all out for my king. You know, when I have one at the time, I do that. You know, that's the way, you know, my mother taught me. You know, if he's good to you. But if he treats you like trash, then that's a different story. You need to get out of there and do whatever. But, yeah, do something different. If you usually don't, when he's taking a shower, or you don't, you know, if you don't know he's taking a shower, mention, you know, why don't you take a shower and I'll get out your pajamas or something or whatever. And then he might be like, what? What's going on? Did she do something? Or she want something? Or get his mind going. That's how you do it. So that way his mind is going while he's in the shower. And then as soon as he come out, plant that kiss or whatever you got. And then start doing things different. That's all I'm trying to say. Because you do the same thing all the time. You know, you gotta be spontaneous sometimes. Just, you gotta spice it up. That's how it is. But hit me up and let me know if you think that what I said is true or not true. But no vagina should smell. That's one thing I'm gonna tell you, brothers. And women shouldn't be musty. Men shouldn't be musty. I mean, they got Dollar Tree where you could buy deodorant for a dollar now. It's not like an excuse to me. You should take care of yourself. It's cheap these days to, you know, when it comes to, you know, making sure you shower and, you know, you ain't gotta have expensive stuff on and stuff like that, but, you know, you gotta, like, take care of yourself. So, hit me up and let me know how you feel. If your partner changes up and wants to do something different, does it mean that he or she is cheating? And that could be sex, that could be routine, or whatever. So, hit me up and let me know how you feel about it, and we shall discuss. So I hope you guys have a great weekend. Make sure you stay up, stay woke, and to stay sane, and stay prayed up. Shout out to DJ Junes, hottest DJ in the New York metro area. Make sure you check out his music on SoundCloud, YouTube, and Facebook. Check out DJ K Solo in the DMV area, DJ Mike Kane in the Boston area. He also has imageimpressions.com, and DJ X-Ray D in the ATL. Shout out to LNL Catering All Events. Shout out to Halima, Delightful Desserts in Queens. Shout out to Devin Michael Porter. He also has an apparel line out. Shout out to Slack Poppy. You can check him out on Twitter, IG, and SoundCloud. Shout out to Jazz, CC, Ann, Carol, Ree, Miranda, Talia, my homeboy E, Jamie B, O, and Glenn. My cousin Glenn, because she's going to get jealous because I always shout out my cousin O. And the guru. And I'm going to give a quick shout out to my kings. Happy Father's Day. I know I'm saying it early. It's Sunday. You guys stay up, stay strong. I got y'all's back.
if anybody don't. So I hope you have a great day. I hope everything goes well for you, even if you don't do anything or do anything too crazy or too big. So I hope you have a great day. Happy Father's Day to all my kings out there. And talk to you soon. Love, live, and laugh.